Oh, you guys.
Here we go.
You guys. We are back. What? Yep, yep. Put your hands to the beat. This podcast is hosted by Pete. Here we go now. It's back. The best and worst in sync podcast in history. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, hey. All right, all right, all right. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by... That's right, it's hosted by me, Peter Sirs, the worst NSYNC podcast host in the history of NSYNC podcasts. And there's been quite a few, and I'm the worst one. But you know what? You're still listening. So thank you. I appreciate it. Welcome back. I feel like every time I come back, I have to apologize for being out for a week or two or three. And I will continue to apologize and continue to explain that I'm doing my best to juggle everything I have going on. I promise eventually, things are going to get much, much, much more, what's the word I'm looking for? Much less hectic, and then we will be able to get back to your regular scheduled program, and we'll have video and all these things, and that might be happening sooner rather than later. I'm not going to promise you that I'll be back next week, because I just, every time I set out to do it, it just, you know, it's my fault. I used to have a day, usually Sunday, where I just sat down, or Saturday, depending on if I was in, anyway, it's okay. I'm sorry that I've been gone for a couple weeks, and I will not promise that I'll be back next week, but I do have every intention on being back next week. In the meantime, welcome back. You know, some updates over the last couple weeks since you've been gone. Lance's podcast has been MIA. You guys aren't giving him shit, are you? Chris, his podcast took a couple weeks off, but they were back also. Chris and Brian kind of alluding that there may be a tour, but not, Chris is not saying that there is going to be one, but Brian kept kind of pushing, and so I don't know if he knows something that we don't, or if he's just teasing, or what it might be, but they talked a lot, there were a lot of references to an NSYNC tour on the last edition of the Name Drop podcast, so, I mean, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see. I think we will get one eventually. But I know also that, you know, as we all know, nothing new, but Justin's got an album coming out. Also, Trolls came out last week. How many people saw Trolls? Raise your hand if you didn't. That's me right now raising my hand again for the same reason that I didn't get a new episode out last week and the week before. Same reason I haven't seen Trolls yet. I would like to, but also, when a 44-year-old man goes into a movie theater for a children's movie, and he's by himself, looks kind of weird, doesn't it? So, gonna have to borrow my nephew for a day, pretty soon, and go see that movie so I can support it. And Justin, and the guys, and all those things. Honestly, I don't know anyone that has seen it, but I'm sure... Actually, what did Trolls do at the box office? Let's see, shall we? Real time. This is where I need a high-paid assistant to look things up for me. Movie box office... Box office results, here we go. Hunger Games was number one. Napoleon, oh, that came out. Didn't realize that came out. Wish, number 3. Trolls Band Together, number 4. Thanksgiving came out. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Trolls is number 4 this weekend. It has done 66 million domestically, 82 million internationally. I'm sure I could look up what it costs to make, but that's $150 million almost, which is probably gonna give them a profit. I can't imagine. I mean, cartoons are not, I mean, a cartoon like that is not super expensive to make. I mean, not in the scheme of things, you know, you're not talking like Avatar money and stuff like that. So I'm sure the studio is probably happy with that. And the fact that they couldn't really promote it like they wanted to. Obviously, the big news was that there was a premiere and it was here in LA. And of course, I was not here that weekend. Where the fuck was I? Where was I? Oh, I know where we were. We were, I was in Palm Springs that day, that weekend, or I had a show. No. Yeah, I had shows in, like, I had a show in Victorville one night, or Apple Valley, and then I had a show in Palm Springs the next night, and I think the premiere was on the Thursday, or no, the Wednesday, or maybe that was when I went to wrestling. Yeah, we went to a wrestling event that day, and that was the thing, too. It was, like, a week of wrestling, and it was just a whole thing, you guys, but, you know, 104, almost 150 million at the box office. That's pretty good, okay? Pretty good. You guys can let me know if it was good or not. I do have some more interesting tidbits, as you guys, I hope you know this, but if you don't, here we go. 2, 3. I can touch you through the phone. What? I can touch you through the universe. In another time zone. What? It's the only time I can reverse. But when there's two dimensions, there's only one I'm missing. And if you feel alone, you don't have to feel that no more. What? I just wanna see you like that. See you like that. So if you're ready. Now I'll be honest. I'll be honest right now. Hold on. Let's listen to Justin. Justin's on this song, obviously. If you didn't know already. Careful what you ask for. Jung and JT on the main now. You could still find me in a drop top with the top down, but I got so many lanes now. What? And when I put it in a six and it clicks, all the tricks got you going insane now. Oh. I reach through the screen, feel my touch top up while I'm watching you rain down. Come with me, I'll just call up the plane now. Now let me fly you out to Seoul, Korea. I just wanna get into your soul like a river. I got the volume when you wanna get the beat up. Cause it's like 3D when we meet up. And I
fuck, yeah, like dude, that. Come on.
So if you're ready, and if you let me, I wanna see it in motion, in 3D.
So this is like, hey, I'm tired of looking at you on Instagram. We should meet in real life, IRL. That is 3D, the remix with Justin Timberlake by Jungkook, who I'm told is a member of BTS. And I'll be honest, didn't know that before the song came out. Not that I don't like BTS, I just don't really know any songs by them. I know if I heard it, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's BTS, but didn't think about, like, when I saw that Justin Timberlake was going to be on a song with Jungkook, my first thought, who the fuck is that? I figured they'd be a K-pop person. So yeah, but that song's pretty fucking fire, dude. Like, I don't know if you guys realize, but in the last 2 months, right, we've gotten Keep Going Up, we got ICU, That's the song with Coco Jones and Justin Timberlake. We got fucking Better Place, obviously. And now we have 3D. So since August, September, October, November. So in about 3 months time span, we've gotten 4 NSYNC or Justin songs. And as a fan, like, what else do we want? I mean, yes, obviously we want a tour, of course, obviously. But if we can't get a tour, like, I mean, I think we're going to get one. It's all speculation. I know just as much as you guys do, but I think we're getting a fucking tour. But in the meantime, like, I mean, if you would have, I mean, we knew Justin was going to start dropping music pretty soon because, you know, Timbaland let it out, and we know he, you know, Justin every once in a while will give us a little Instagram story or something with him in the studio, and so you know it's coming. But all these other little collaborations, you're like, Jesus, dude, like, this has me excited. One, because Timbaland already said that this album that's coming out is going to be more of like a pop and, you know, some more radio songs than like maybe like Man of the Woods was, which I loved Man of the Woods, but, you know, there were quite a few singles on there, but there were also a lot of just songs, you know, I don't want to call them fillers, but just songs that might be, I don't know, too bluesy, too country, too just not pop to be on the, but honestly, I don't know, because you hear some of the stuff on the radio now, and you're like, well, this is kind of country, you know, this is kind of something, and it is what it is. Like, music, I think we're in this really cool time for us as, I don't know, what the fuck are we? I'm Gen X, I don't know what you guys, but, you know, where, you know, country artists are collaborating with pop artists, and rappers are collaborating with country artists, and K-pop guys are collaborating with pop and R&B guys, and rock guys are collaborating with pop, and country is collaborating with, like, it's all, and so there's this fine line of, you know, music that's just like, you know, pop music. Pop is short for popular. It's not short for, you know, the kind of music that Britney Spears had and Christina Aguilera had. And, like, pop just means popular. So that could mean anything. That could mean rock. That could mean, you know, like I said, heaven forbid, country, dance. You know, rap can be pop if it's played on the radio. And there's a lot of rap played on the radio, which is interesting because in the old days, you had to go to a very specific station to hear rap. And now you kind of hear rap across most of the stations, you know, so there's this fine line of getting blurred, and more artists collaborate, the more that those lines are going to get blurred. But I'm here for it, dude, because if you're like me, I mean, obviously we love our era of music from 1997 to 2003 or 4, right? We love that era, and then we even love the era afterwards, because that's when, you know, Justin came out with Future Sex Love Sounds and 2020 Experience and such, you know, which, by the way, there was an argument going on Twitter. And, you know, I'm not a post and ghost person, which, you know, if you guys have never heard that expression, post and ghost just means, like, you know, you go on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, you post something and you just leave. You don't stay for the comments, you don't scroll through, like, you don't spend endless, aimless, you know, hours just, you know, looking at your phone and, you know, like, but I really do not engage in, you know, discourse across social media sites. Like, I'm very good at, you know, if I post something and someone comments or someone, you know, responds to a story, I'm gonna respond. I might not respond right away. You know, it might take an hour or two or five. But I'm gonna respond because I don't have a big enough platform yet where I'm too big to interact. You know, like, I want every person that follows me to feel like they know me, because if they do follow me, they probably, they don't know everything because I don't share everything, but you guys know enough about me, and my followers know enough about me, and I don't want them to think that I think I'm too good, so I will respond. But when it comes to, like, arguing with strangers that are arguing about, like, a certain topic, like NSYNC or like Justin, or whether or not, you know, he cheated on Britney and all these different, like, but there is so much toxic just stuff coming out right now, especially on Twitter, you know, thrown at, you know, mainly Justin. And it's just really wild, dude. Like, I don't get it at all. Like, I don't. I will defend that dude fucking as long as, until he makes me do something that makes me not want to defend him. Like, I'm trying to think of an example of someone that I've defended that I can't defend anymore, or something. And I can't think of anything right now, but I know there are, I can't really defend it anymore, you know? I can't think of that right now, but I will defend Justin as long as I can, because it just, and I just don't understand, like, who has time to just go on Twitter and fucking argue with people all day long? And it's just like, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm going on there just sharing something I think, or I worked out, or whatever, you know, or I think so-and-so is hot. That's probably 50% of my Twitter is just me letting you guys know which celebrities I think are hot, which I guess is chauvinistic, but I'm also a male, and I'm allowed to be attracted to women, and we live in an age where you can literally at somebody on Twitter or Instagram, and there's a chance they might see it. And if they see it, maybe they go on my page, and maybe they're like, "Nah, this guy's, yeah, okay, hi." You know, you just never know, dude. You know, like, I don't say anything disrespectful. Like, I don't think saying someone's hot is disrespectful. And if it is, then I don't know what world you live in, dude. That's not disrespectful. I'm sorry. Not sorry. I'm sorry that you think that. But that's just not true. Like, that's the best way I can describe it. It's not disrespectful to say somebody's hot. I'm sorry. And if you think so, you can be another one of the people that fucking unfollows me or unfollows the podcast. I really don't care. But anyway, Some more NSYNC news. Joey has been very vocal about getting some of his fat contoured. And, you know, fuck it, dude. If it makes you feel good, fucking do it. You know what I mean? Do it. I have no objections. I don't need to do it because I haven't gotten to a point where I would need to do it. But, you know, if he, it makes him feel better, you know, it's better than liposuction, I think. Liposuction, I don't think is healthy, but that's a different podcast and a different discussion altogether. So the fact that he's, like, coming out with it, you know, I always talk about how I wish more celebrities would be upfront about, like, work they've had done. There are some, you know, I think Kathy Griffin comes to mind. She's a celebrity that does not hesitate to share the fact that she's had a bunch of plastic surgery. And there's other people that talk about Botox and whatever, and, you know, there's guys like Joe Rogan that talk about being on testosterone replacement. And, you know, like, I think it's good when people are honest about things like that, because let's face it, there are some celebrities that have clearly had work done that haven't addressed it, and you're just, you know, we're all just kind of sitting there like, so are we going to talk about why Madonna's face looks fucking ridiculous? Like, you know what I mean? It's, you know, everyone has a right to do whatever they want to their bodies. Botox, lip injections, fake boobs, Brazilian butt lifts, like, whatever, dude. Like, you know, people dye their hair, people get veneers, like, there's all sorts of things. But I think it would be, I think we would have less body image issues and whatnot if people actually just came out and were honest about the work they had done. Because then everyone would be like, oh, well, if she got that done and she's talking about it, then, you know, maybe I can get it done or whatever. You know what I mean? Or if they're comparing themselves to X person, and then they find out that this person actually had this done, they're like, oh, well, now I don't feel so bad because that's not even natural. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Those are just my thoughts on the matter. So good for Joey for fucking coming out and talking about that stuff. You know, kind of that's all the news, you know, to my knowledge. If there's something that I missed, you know, you can message me, you can share it, you know, with me through DM. You know, I'm always available. Follow me on Instagram at Peter Sirs, on Twitter at Peter Sirs 1, on Threads at Peter Sirs, on TikTok at Peter Sirs. I really need to start fucking going on TikTok, dude, because there are people that fucking blew up on TikTok, and I would like to blow up, I'll be honest. This week, this will be the last week that we, not forever, just for the next few weeks, we're going to go back to home for Christmas next week, because I still have some songs on there that we haven't broken down yet. But today, I'm very excited. So I think I've discussed this, but pretty much like from No Strings Attached to Celebrity to then Justified, not really, I mean, I don't love, I nothing else wasn't one of my favorite songs on the Justified album, but it wasn't a song that I just skipped altogether. But the song that we're going over today, Still On My Brain, is a song that I just loved for a number of reasons. We'll get into them all. I'm sure we will really break it down. You know, you know, in the holidays, during the holidays, it's always hard for me during the holidays for a number of reasons, and we'll get into them, but, without getting too, going too deep into it, Thanksgiving was the last holiday that we got to spend with my mom, and she died a couple days later, and so from then on, which is, you know, she passed away in 1999, you know, from then on, you know, anytime you lose someone that's, you know, kind of like the centerpiece of your family, or even anyone in your family, but especially like, you know, the centerpiece, the rock of your family, you know, holidays just are not the same anymore. And so from then on, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, like every year, it's like, you know, you everyone's happy, and, you know, there's decorations everywhere and all of these things. And, you know, you try to get in the holiday spirit, whatever that, if you celebrate the holidays in general, like, not everyone celebrates Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I get it, you know. Shout out to all my Jehovah's Witnesses out there, or my Jewish friends who do not celebrate Christmas also, but, you know, the holidays get really hard, you know, when you lost somebody, when there's one fewer person or two fewer people, you know, and when you lose somebody that's really important to you and that means so much to you, it makes them hard, you know. And, you know, I went through holidays, I've gone through holidays where I just go through deep depression, and it's happened a few times. And, you know, I have my brothers, I have two younger brothers, and now they have kids, so I have nieces and nephews. And but there were a couple times where I just wasn't feeling, I didn't want to see anybody, and I just kind of kept to myself on, like, a Christmas or whatever. And that's just because, you know, we lost my mom. And, you know, fortunately for myself, this is where I'm getting to this, you know, throughout the years, you know, especially starting in 99, I'll say lucky enough to be in relationships to where, you know, I had somebody to spend the holidays with and maybe bring me into their family or whatnot. And, you know, even though I always love spending the holidays with my brothers, you know, just sometimes, you know, being with a different family and not having to think about kind of what we lost in our family makes it a little bit easier. And, you know, like, when you don't have kids, the holidays are a little bit different. So just having people that I can, that I loved, that I could share the holidays with, like girlfriends, it made it a little bit easier. But then, you know, you go through a breakup, which I've done, and then the holidays get hard again. And then not only now are you missing, you know, your mom or, you know, your grandmother or whatever, but now you're missing that person that made the holidays special and isn't making them special anymore. So, you know, this was, you know, a Thanksgiving where I was lucky enough to spend it with my brothers and my nieces and nephews and such. So it was great. Like, I loved it. But, you know, we're also, it's just us, you know, we don't have parents that are alive anymore. And this was now the second Thanksgiving that I'm without my ex-girlfriend. And, you know, it was a thing. And Still on My Brain is one of my favorite songs because it's just so relatable. Anyone that's gone through a heartbreak. And this song is so great because it wasn't a single, wasn't on the radio, so you really had to listen to the album to get it and to feel it. But, like, it was always, it's also a song where Justin really showcased his artistry, you know, playing the piano and everything, which I loved. And, you know, it was a song that he wrote with Damon Thomas and Harvey Mason. And it's just, this song is always a song that I turn to, because I remember, you know, I've talked about it, but, you know, I was in a relationship when this album came out. And then a few months later, I wasn't in that relationship anymore. So, you know, I don't know why. But every time I'm in a relationship and then I'm not in that relationship anymore, you know, you go through these, you know, you're sad, you're depressed, you're lonely and all those things. And if you're like me, you're like, hey, you know what'll make me feel better? Listening to songs that'll make me more sad. I don't know why we do that. I don't know why I do it, but I do. And this is a song that, like, and then, you know what, it's, you know, I've talked about this to just people in general, but also on this podcast. I think we can all agree, you know, we've all kind of grown up together. Even though I don't know you personally, you listening right now, and you don't know me personally, but I've shared a lot about myself on this show. You have a good idea about me. And if you're new here, fucking welcome to the verbal diarrhea that's this podcast and me sharing myself. I feel like we've grown up together, you know, from the Mickey Mouse Club to NSYNC to, you know, the Justified, Future Sex, 2020, Man of the Woods, fucking Better Place. Like, we're just, you know, and there's so many times in my life where I know where I was, you know, when I listened to this and how I was feeling. And, you know, when some of these songs come out, you know, you listen to them and they're good songs. And you just like them because they're good songs. And then something happens, a breakup, or you're very happily in love. And the songs just kind of mean more because you can kind of make them about you. And this is one of those songs. That's what I was long-winded trying to explain. But I just want to start from the beginning again really quick because, like I said, I do love this song. This is one of my favorite songs on the album. Anytime Justin showcases his artistry by playing the piano, guitar, I always just love it because he's an artist. He's not just a pop guy. Okay. I've sang the song in my car probably thousands of times. And today is, as I record this, it's Wednesday, so when you guys hear this, it'll be Thursday, which means that I have a gig that I'll be driving to on Thursday, which means I'm definitely going to be singing this song and probably posting a video on my Instagram. So if you're not following me and you want to hear me sing the song, fucking go to my Instagram. I just realized I'm chewing gum during this podcast. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm going to take it out of my mouth right now. Beautiful days are long gone. I can't seem to breathe. Let's talk about breakups and heartbreak and whatnot. Like, we can all, if you haven't gone through a breakup, you probably haven't lived yet. I don't know how you haven't at this point. If we're all in our 30s and 40s, maybe some of you guys are in your 20s, or maybe some of you are in your 50s for sure. But, like, if you haven't gone through a breakup yet, then you just haven't fucked enough people, in my opinion. But that's just me. I know the feeling, dude. Can't seem to breathe. That's what you call. I remember it from therapy, and I should probably go back, but detachment syndrome. That's when, it doesn't necessarily just mean a breakup. It could be a death, but like when something that's in your life and you expect to be in your life is no longer there. And you get anxiety, sometimes in the form of an anxiety attack, and you can't sleep, and it's depression, it's anxiety, it's all these different things. But that's like, I get it. That's just that first line, dude. Beautiful days are long gone. Like, you're happy, your world, you're floating, you're in love, and now they're long gone. That's like, whoa. I can't seem to breathe. Like, I feel like I'm dead inside. Been there. Feels like it hasn't been that long since you walked away from me. Yeah. As someone who's going through a breakup right now, I say going through a breakup. It's been a year. It's been over a year, but you know, I'd be not being true to myself if I said that I didn't still miss my ex. Like, I do. We don't talk, so it makes it weird. But that's just the reality of the situation. Sometimes it takes years to get over somebody. Some people never get over that person, you know? Now I can try to act real strong, but you and I both know I still think of you that way. And I know my ex isn't listening to this song, and it's going to take every ounce of willpower that I have to not send this song to her after I finish this podcast. Stay tuned to next week's episode to see if I did or not. No, I don't really text her or call her. You know, this is, I know, not what you guys tuned in for, but a lot of these episodes haven't been what you guys tuned in for, and I just shared it with you, so that's why some of you guys keep coming back. Right? That's what music is. You know, there's beats and production and stuff and catchy hooks that, you know, make you just love a song and you don't even think about what it's about. But when music is at its best, you know, it transports us to these, you know, time in our life, to the people that we were with, to the situations that we were dealing with. And also, you know, when it's really good, it speaks true. It, you know, makes us relate in a way that we think that it's about us, you know, and that's the art. You know, that's the art in music. That's, you know, with, like, myself with comedy, and I tell a joke and then somebody afterward tells me, you know, what they think I was talking about, and, you know, that's just what makes music great, man. That's what makes this song great. You should know that. Did I say that already? Yes. No. Beautiful lights, the star-filled nights, they don't mean a thing. Yeah. I get that, dude. You know, I think I've shared with you, but I spent this summer going to some of the most beautiful places in the country that I've never seen before. And, you know, I took it all in. I enjoyed it. I really tried to just be in the moment. But there were lots of times when I wished that she was there with me, you know. And that's kind of what it's like when you're going through a breakup. It's like, this shit's fucking great, but it just doesn't matter, dude, you know. Because you are my star, and it don't seem right without you here with me. She was my star. Now I can try to act real strong, but you and I both know it's hard for me to say. You were my soul. Now I could say that I don't love you no more. Okay, between me and you guys, it should be I don't love you anymore, because I don't love you no more is a double negative, which means I love you, which we know he's saying, but that's not what he's saying, but you see what I'm saying. And I could say that I've closed the door for our love. And I could tell you, I feel it's time for us to go our separate ways. But baby, I just wouldn't be the same. 'Cause girl, your love is still on my brain. I mean, that there's no, like, symbolism, or, you know, we've done that with a lot of these songs where they're saying one thing but it means something else. Like, that's in it, dude. Like, just like, I could tell you that I don't love you, I could tell you that I'm, but like, you know I'm fucking lying, you know I'm still thinking about you, like, your love is still on my brain. Like, you guys can't see me because we're not doing video yet, but I've got my hand up. Now, when you're in love, it takes time to heal. How much time, dude? Don't fucking know. When someone's broken your heart, it changes how you feel. It really does. I can go on all day about this fucking song, but I'm gonna try to just keep pushing through and just put little tidbits in. But, girl, I thought you would never do me that way. But even after all, I still think of you that way. Like, that's the, you know, I think we've all, I can't speak for everybody. I've been in relationships where I knew that this person wasn't, maybe they weren't everything I wanted, or maybe I knew deep down that, like, this was off and this was off, but, like, you try to make it work for whatever, for different reasons. But then there's just times where you're just, you just think you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, and then you don't, and you're blindsided, and that's a reality. Or maybe you found out that you were getting cheated on, which, by the way, if you have, I'm a fucking feel for you, dude. That's the worst feeling. My heart always goes out to people that have been cheated on, but broken hearts suck too, dude, especially when you think this is your person. You know, it's so, there's what, 7 billion people in the world? Like, you think, like, there's gotta be one or two or five, and it's like, but then you're alone and you're just like, where the fuck are these people, you know? Dude, I don't know if I read, but even after all, I still think of you that way. Like, yeah, dude, like, no matter what, even though she left me, still think her. Now, I could say, I don't love you no more. And I could say that I've closed the door for our love. As I can tell you, I feel it's time for us to go our separate ways. But baby, I just wouldn't be the same. I can't lie, dude. I can't. Right? Because, girl, your love is still on my brain. Now, love is a game that we both like to play. I don't like to play. Again, this podcast became, I never intended for this podcast to be a personal diary along with NSYNC news and notes and such, but that's what it did. You guys have been here since the beginning. Some of you, you understand, like, I've shared a lot of my own personal stories in this podcast. I don't like to play love. I am not a serial monogamous dater. I've had essentially 4 serious girlfriends my entire life. I'm 44 years old, and they've all broken my heart. You know, we've been there. I've dated girls and liked them a lot, but, like, when I'm talking love and long, serious relationships, there's been 4. But the thing is, it's like there's been gaps in between those. Like, you know, there was, from 2000 to 2003, And then I didn't meet somebody again until 2000. Well, there was a 2007. So basically 4 years. And then from 2007, there was a few months of a gap. And then there was 2008 until 2012. Very short. But then there was from 2012 to 2000. So 3 years, in between. And now here we are a year now, and it's in between. But, like, I go through phases where I look like I'm not looking for somebody, because I don't think it's, I'm open to it, but I'm not, looking. And that's always how it's been. I don't look. I mean, I'm still attracted to girls, and it is what it is, but I think there are some people that have to be in a relationship. I don't have to be in a relationship, but when I'm in one, I'm in it to be in it. I'm not trying to see what else is out there, and I don't know, but, I don't like to play love. I want to love. I don't need to love, but I want to. But I'm not playing a game. It's not a game. It's something I take very seriously. That's what I was getting at. Will I win or lose if I go or if I stay? Even though I tried to hide my brokenhearted side. Girl, you know me inside out. I can't get you off my mind. That's the thing, dude. just talking about me, but, with my ex, and it's even though we don't talk, I know she knows how I feel, and that's really all I can do, Know that she knows how I feel, and if you're going through something, or if you've gone through something, it's the same thing. I don't know if I'm sure I've talked about it on here, but my relationship with my mom, even though I miss my mom every day, and as a matter of fact, yesterday was the anniversary of her death. Even though I miss her every day and wish she was here and just all those things, I know that I had a great relationship with her, and that I loved her, and that she knew I loved her, and I know she loved me. And even though it hurts all the time that she's gone, there's that just kind of, I guess, satisfaction of knowing that we had a great relationship. I have that peace of mind just knowing that we were close. And, in breakups, I never leave anything unsaid. And this is all breakups. I never leave anything unsaid. I make it very clear that I don't want the breakup, that I miss the person, that I'll do anything to make it work. And, so whether they stay or not, when they always don't, but I owe it to myself. And I always have that, knowing that I didn't give up and that I fought. Because a lot of times people don't fight. And then, you have these people why didn't they fight for me? It's I fight, dude. They just fucking leave. And, then it has me thinking, why was I so easy to leave? And it is what it is. But, my point is, when he says, girl, you know me inside out and I can't get you off my mind, I know that that's what my ex is. I could say those words to my ex, and she would be like, yeah, I know. My ex before that, yeah, I know. I mean, I don't love my ex after that, before that, but it is, never mind. And I could say I've closed the door for our love. No, hold on. I could say I don't love you no more. And I could say I've closed the door for our love. And I could tell you, I feel it's time for us to go our separate ways. But baby, I just wouldn't be the same. Girl, your love is still on my brain. La 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 la. Fuck, dude, I love this song, man. And I think I should get an award for not crying. I should get an award for not crying. Because, yeah, you know, like I said, the holidays are always hard for me because I miss my mom and everything. And then when I'm in a relationship and I'm still trying to get over my last, it just makes it tough. So if any of you guys are going through that, I'm here for you. I feel you. You know, like I said, that's what makes music great sometimes. So it makes you feel things and brings back memories and whatnot. But the holidays are always hard. So, you know, while we go through this next, you know, these next few weeks, we just got through Thanksgiving. Hopefully you got to spend it with, if not family, friends or somebody, you know. If not, that's okay too, you know. But, you know, for any of you guys that are alone on Christmas or just missing certain people, I feel for you. It's something that I think a lot of people can relate to. You're not alone. And don't be afraid to message me, dude. Fuck it, dude. I don't care. Like, I can talk about that all the time. So, anyway, I really appreciate you guys listening. Like I said, when I set out to do this podcast, it was to manifest a reunion, which we kind of got. I think there's more coming. We all kind of feel that. But that was what it was for, and we got it. So, let's hope we get more and such. Didn't ever anticipate sharing so much of my life with you guys. So for those of you guys that still listen, even though I share a lot, I really do appreciate it. And I don't know, man, if you guys are anywhere near New Mexico, I'm going to be in Las Cruces this weekend. Truth or Consequences. And then I have my monthly show in Apple Valley coming up December 14th. I'm going to do a show in Hollywood. I don't have the exact. It's either going to be the 22nd or the 29th. More than likely the 29th, but I'm just waiting on a couple things. And also, I'm starting 2023. I've got a lot of road dates, so chances are I'm coming to a city near you. I'm going to a lot of fucking cities, dude. 2024, it's going to be, I mean, we always say it's going to be a big year, but things are looking really good. So if you're listening, you guys, on Apple Podcast, it would mean the world to me if you left me a review, rate it, subscribe, all those things. Same thing on Spotify. And you guys have been listening to Here We Go. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys hopefully next week. Don't get mad at me.
Beautiful days are long gone. I can't seem to breathe. Feels like it hasn't been that long since you walked away from me. Now I can try to act real strong, but you and I both know I still think of you that way. Now you should know that.